Blog Talk Radio.
Blow the trumpet in Zion. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor. By the grace of God, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He's my Savior. He's my God. He's my best friend forever. And he can be your best friend too. He is God Almighty, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the almighty power of God. The Lord is up in heaven on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory, Jr. I'm the owner, founder of GNN Gregory News Network. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Then it became The James Gregory Show, which became The James W. Gregory, Jr. Show, which became The James William Gregory, Jr. Reality Show, which is now GNN Gregory News Network for quite a long time. Been on the air since 1999. I've written also for 5 newspapers in the Los Angeles area. Coming to you here from my home right now here in Jacksonville, Florida, but God willing, I'm going back to Los Angeles, California. I've been here in Jacksonville around 6 months, a little over, and I'm going to go back to Los Angeles, God willing, on June 1st, which is this Monday, taking the Greyhound bus across America once again. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is a 15-minute live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Also, you can catch my network on YouTube. Just go to Google and put in GNN Gregory News Network. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter currently at Gregory of News. That's the at symbol GregoryOfNews. A special shout out to my pastor friend of mine, Tom Messer of Trinity Baptist Church here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a good church. 800 Hammond Boulevard here in Jacksonville, Florida. Take a visit and say hi. And tell Pastor when you heard about Trinity Baptist Church on my network, GNN Gregory News Network. And I take a stand for God Almighty without apology. I'm a believer in God. Not perfect, but I am forgiven. Unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You can call in live right now to Blog Talk Radio. Their phone number, 347-633-9660. That's 347-633-9660. Blog Talk Radio is headquartered in New York City, the media capital of the world. Dial 1-347-633-9660. Also, you can call me on my other cell phone, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. You can call right now. 904-504-4283. I'm broadcasting on my other cell phone. That number is 904-575-8797. That's 904-575-8797. Of course, you dial one first. If you need to send me an email, you can. Quakeman30@gmail.com. Quakeman, Q-U-A-K-E-M-A-N, 30 at gmail.com. When I first got on the air in 1999, on Radio First, November of 1999, my show was called The Earthquake Show because I went through a big earthquake just 10 days after I got married. Got married January 7th, 94 in Los Angeles. 10 days later, on January 17th, 1994, 4:31 in the morning, the big Northridge earthquake happened, and it was a huge quake. It did over $20 billion in damage, and it was the biggest natural disaster in American history up until Hurricane Katrina. Over 80 people died, buildings collapsed, freeways collapsed, and cars were crushed, and houses destroyed, and it was horrible. I thought it was the end of the world. Be unto God, it wasn't, but over 80 people died. It was so horrible, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And now I'm going to read out of Romans chapter 6, the end of the chapter, into Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 6, verse 21, it says, what fruit had ye then in these things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 7, in the Holy Word of God, the Bible, the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. Romans chapter 7, verse 1. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. A special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. We were married for almost 16 years, and I still care about you, Christy, and if you ever want to come back to me, you can. God bless you, and remember, believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you'll have a home in heaven someday. I'm reading out, I'm preaching out of the Word of God of Romans chapter 7. Verse 2, for the woman which hath an husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. How shall we say then, is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that, you know, this is the Apostle Paul speaking through the inspiration of God after his conversion. He realized he's a sinner. Even after we become saved, born again, we still sin, but we sin less. Are we sinless? No, but we sin less. We repent, believing and trusting in the Lord. The goodness of God leads you to repentance, the Bible says. Let me read on out of Romans chapter 7. Still have about 4 minutes left of this live 15-minute broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, there is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Amen. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Today is the day of salvation, ladies and gentlemen. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Do that right now, and ask the Lord, say to the Lord, Lord, save my soul, and he will do so. For whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Call upon the Lord right now. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, Romans chapter 8 says, verse 1, therefore no condemnation to that which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not in flesh, but after the Spirit. There is no condemnation. 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And, hey, if you ever want to make a contribution for this Christ-centered ministry, Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, by the grace of God, this is GMN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GMN Gregory News Network and shows. Since 1999, I have my business tax license from the city of Los Angeles when my show began. And coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/quakeman70 worldwide, a special shout out to my Christian brothers and sisters around the world. God bless you all. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. Before it's too late. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wrapping up, less than a minute, about 40 seconds. And you all have a great day. May God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. If you're not a Christian, this is not a mistake. You're listening to the show. Believe and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon him right now and say, Lord, save my soul, and he will do so. Okay, wrapping up, 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church,
And I'm the pastor of GMN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GMN Gregory News Network. You all have a great day. God bless you. Take care.